Blog Talk Radio.
Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good.
watch your mouth, keep my name out your mouth, keep my name out your mouth.
She ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
She ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth, keep my name out your mouth, keep my name out your mouth.
Shut up. PDA, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge.
I won't be down anymore. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah. Laying down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah. Cause the floor ain't a place for winners. Yeah. Staying down ain't the thing for believers. I'ma be the one still moving. Yeah. You'll be the one fooling. Yeah. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Cause you messing with anointed pedigree. I'ma be the one still. You'll be the one still.
Right here, second verse, too hard for the studio, turn it up.
Won't be scared anymore. I won't be there anymore. I won't be fast anymore. I won't be last anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah. I'm as bad as I was before. Yeah. Feeling bad ain't a place for winners. Yeah. Nothing good ever comes to a quitter.
I'ma be the one still moving. Yeah. You'll be the one fooling. Yeah. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. I'ma be the one still. You'll be the one still.
Good to come. come and visit y'all on Earth today. I left to get creative, now I'm back like a vertebrae. Yep. I came to give you all a word today, cause I feel in ignorance is one place you don't deserve to stay. Yes, you must not know. R-I-D-I-G-G-M-A. You be so you can see, Cuddy, don't play what you think it's a game, so we came to show you that we
do this for real.
We gon' continue to do what we do when our service in Christ and don't
care how you feel.
And I'm getting fed up with the people talking about me like I won't give you the business when
to
I
sing.
And you better know who you facing before you even try to come and bring your nonsense
to my team.
Well, no, I don't care.
Nah.
How you proceed, because that I can do without, so I just want you to do me a favor and hear me, and when you hear me,
hear me good.
We the majority come with authority, hoping I'm clear and I
misunderstood.
One thing I want you to know is that I'm a believer in coming in loving and peace, but I can't take it, won't fake it, won't make it if I don't address how I feel when I speak. Alright, I'm done, I'm hoping you change
and stop sleeping on the sun like Peter, John, and James.
Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny,
trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny,
think we ain't gonna do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny,
think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny,
don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny,
think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny,
got the game on smash. We wave as we pass, cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny,
it's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? Some weekly entertainment. Me and D never have stepped to Big Daddy Kane in it. Promoting the father's name in it. These cooks beat the game like Floyd the Sugar Shane in it. Yes, we creature brothers, but it's the same angry. Bring the heat. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade exposing truth on you, Mac and Cast David Blaine in it. Claim thug, but really you low down, dirty shaming it. We just trying to get you to change aim in it. Get you to hear the real voice of God, cause some of these preachers be keep pain in it. Oh, in case you ask, I'll put a beat Jamal Marcy, the Cali kid with the Ohio bar. And we finna show you how we rap the king, ain't really no explaining it. You see it, pause, we click, click, picture framing it. From the O to the coast, we do this here. A to the Bay, the mood is clear. Christ is the king, get the message, we proclaiming it. Haters, we yelling, bring it on. Cause come judgment day, you ain't gon' have nothing that Jamie Foxx blame it on.
Y'all think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny,
trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash.
Yeah.
We wave as we pass.
Yeah.
All y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
The hem of this garment gets high when I touch it, baby. Turn into an animal, but far from a Muppet, baby. I'm a creature, I don't covet, baby. Cut them strings in my life, no longer a puppet, baby. So, you still think that we will fail? Then you must not know or betray well.
It's time to take over and God is my witness. I won't stop until I know they no longer show disrespect to my father, but go and obey every word that he say. Yes, I'ma stand up and fight to the finish. I answer my calling, so study with show. To take the Bible and go make disciples as well as through music, so study my flow. Okay, and I promise you will learn something, like how to smoke your old man. Burn something. A lot of cutties in the world don't know their purpose yet. So to the things of the spirit, they know them like a Percocet. They'll see we more than conquerors, even though we ain't perfect yet.
Right.
The takeover is in effect.
You're nervous yet?
And if you're not, you might as well be. Cause honestly, thankful for your comedy.
Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash. We wave as we pass.
Cause
all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
Oh, shoot.
All right, welcome to One Nation Under God. That's right, this is your host for this afternoon's explosive explosion, Miss Sandra. And I hope you're enjoying today's hot music, today's hot topic. That was none other. I love this guy. I mean, I just love the way he raps. I love his lyrics. I love his drops. I love his beats. He's just one of those radical, you can tell he's just one of those radical on-fire kings for Christ, for the kingdom. That was D-Mob. He got double play today on Friday. That's right. Today is double play Friday, so you're going to hear some things that two of the artists that will play twice. That was Y'all Funny. I love that song. Y'all Funny. If y'all think I ain't going to make it to the top, y'all funny. That's what you got to do. That's what God says when your enemies seem like they're getting away with stuff, he says he starts laughing. He didn't say he grabbed the sword and started slinging off ears. That was Peter before he got baptized in the Holy Spirit. When your enemies start acting up and trying to do things and you see your haters doing some crazy stuff just because, you know, they can see where you're going or, you know, they don't want to support what you're doing, even though they know it's kingdom-based, you know, it's just, y'all funny. If you think you're going to stop me because you're trying to put obstacles and detours and stuff all up in my way, y'all funny. And so right before that, we had a little bit of J Moss, I'ma Do It. What he's talking about, I ain't going to be bound no more. Your words are not going to stop me. Whatever you're trying to do, you better mess around and keep your mouth off me. That's me saying. You're messing with an anointed pedigree. I love that. I love that lyric. You better not wish nothing bad on me because you're messing with an anointed pedigree. I love the lyrics. Y'all have to understand. I'm old school, so I love lyrics. I listen for lyrics, and I love that. You better stop putting your mouth on me. You're messing with an anointed pedigree. And to start today's show off, experience explosion off, with none other than D-Mob with Keep My Name Out Your Mouth. Now, he spells mouth O-U-F. And since I'm advertising, you know, I didn't do the M-O-U-F. I did the M-O-U-T-H, you know, but I did put the yo. But keep my name out your mouth. And that's what today's topic is. So I hope y'all ready because, you know, every time before I get on the radio show, I always pray and I make sure, you know, I seek the Lord's guidance and his counsel, his wise counsel from the Holy Spirit. And I pray and I say, well, what you going to give me? Because he didn't give me nothing last night. He gave it to me this morning. And he gave me this. He said, today you're going to talk about keep my name out your mouth. So that's right. You can't go anywhere. You got to stay tuned in. It's coming up shortly. I'm telling you, it's going to be explosive. And I pray if you one of them people that love to talk and gossip and blog about people and put, you might want to listen to this thing. You might want to stop doing what you're doing so that you know you don't mess around and curse your whole bloodline. Yeah, I said that out loud worldwide. Keep my name out your mouth. So anyway, before we go in, I just want to, you know, give our praise and glory to God on this wonderful and awesome day. It's just great to be able to connect with so many people. I mean, so many people are hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter and just giving me words of encouragement. You know, they enjoyed my daughter from last Friday. If you remember, she was on the show last Thursday, She was on the show and, you know, she just, you know, just took it to a whole nother level. And I encourage everyone, if you have young people, if you have teenagers, even if you have some adults that grew up without a father or that had really tough family issues, maybe they never had a mother or father, they were adopted, or, you know, they don't know who their father is and want to know who their father is, you want to hear this testimony from my firstborn, my daughter, Miss Janae, you can go right on to my Blog Talk Radio website at www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. And if you look up the date from last week, I think it was the 7th, March 7th, that was last Thursday. I mean, she just poured and opened up her heart about her childhood growing up without a father and then finally meeting her father, and all the emotions and everything just all came out at once, and then being able to turn it around and let others know that it did not stop her from being, and it is not stopping her from becoming all that God has destined her to be. And so it is just a wonderful, awesome testimony. She went to preaching and just, you know, just allowing the Holy Spirit to use her in a mighty way. I encourage everyone, especially if you are a youth pastor, you work maybe with troubled teens, you may work with young people who are in search and long for their father or long for their parents or just having some emotional or tension or issues, listen to that testimony and spread it around, because all of my shows are recorded and can be downloaded for free and shared on any social network around the world. Yes, I am live launching around the world via internet. Like I said, anybody can log on and listen to me live. And if they wanted to listen to the show and they could not make it on because maybe of work or other obligations, don't worry. Like I said, my shows are recorded and you can listen to them over and over and over again for free. How wonderful is that? And, you know, Miss Sandra loves the fact that, you know, to be connected with you, and she always encourages everyone. Well, I always encourage everyone, make sure you start off your morning right. And I always start off my morning with prayer. You know, my kids, Mommy, who are you talking to? And, you know, I'm like, I'm talking to God. They know me now. They like, oh, gosh, she and they're talking to me. Is she talking with you? Yes, because that's my communal time. I love talking with him. He talks with me. We have a relationship. You know, sometimes we just leave the whole relationship one side, and we say, well, we got to say that. We bounce and go on. And Jesus, like, well, you know, God is like, I had something to say, but nobody took time to listen. Listen to me. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we continue to develop our prayer life, make sure that we're praying effectual, fervent, passionate prayers for not just ourselves and our family, but for others around the world. And I want you to be part of this awesome international prayer call that happens Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me give you the numbers. Now get a pen and pencil and some paper or type it in. It's 559-726-1050. The overflow line is 530-881-1050. Or you can log on by way of internet at www.newbirthlive.tv. And, I, you know, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, you want to make sure you email them in at morningprayer@newbirth.org. Again, that's morningprayer@newbirth.org. Let thousands of people from around the world come in agreement about what you need to have. You see God move in. Or you may have a praise report that you know only God could have done what he, you know, what happened with you, and you want to tell somebody about it, make sure you email that in, because God always loves to get the glory. He loves to get all of the glory. And so, you know, you want to make sure you do that so you can be equipped and ready for the week and things that used to bother you. You'll see it won't even mess with you anymore because you're starting your day off right. You're starting it off with God. You're starting it off with prayer. A to the men. If you want to know more information about it, and we have our prayer gathering that's coming up in June, from the 6th through the 9th. You want to make sure you connect with that. It's going to be phenomenal. It is free. It's going to be right here in Lithonia, Georgia. And it's going to be at New Birth Cathedral, 6400 Woodrow Road. And for more information, again, go on to the website at www.newbirth.org. And we're also having a massive, Miss Sandra definitely wants you to be at this, a massive baptism, free to all. You don't have to be a member of our church. You don't have to be saved or nothing. You just come. You just want to come and get baptized, you can get baptized. Some of us were baptized when we didn't even know what was happening. They just threw us in the water and dunked our head and we almost drowned. That's all we know. We don't know anything else. We don't know the meaning why we got baptized, but we knew that was the traditional thing to do. And so, you know, if you want to get baptized, to get it, it means something to you. You want to feel it for sure. Make sure you come on March 30th at 10 a.m. to our Life Center right there again at 6400 Woodrow Road. For more information, again, log on to www.newbirth.org. And one more awesome announcement that's coming up this weekend. We celebrate 5 years of ministry at the Embassy ATL. It's happening this weekend. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. You want to be connected. You want to come celebrate. And this is done by, you know, the Embassy ATL, where the senior pastor, the apostle, is none other than Apostle B. Dwayne Harden. I'm telling you, I've been there. It's an awesome and amazing church. Friendly people, loving people, free to worship people. You can jump, run, shout, wave the flags, you name it, whatever you love to do, you can do it and not be hindered. I love the atmosphere. I love the people there, and I love the pastor and his leadership there. Why don't you just make them, you know, just come in and just show your support and your love for them at their 5-year anniversary. Let me tell you how good the lineup is going to be. Dr. Connie Williams will be preaching on March 17th at 10:30. a.m. on Monday at 7:30 p.m. March 18th, we have Dr. Pat McKinstry, who will be bringing the dynamic word. And then on Tuesday night, Apostle Eddie Lee, Apostle Eddie L. Long will be closing out the anniversary celebration on March 19th at 7:30 p.m. Look, come as you are. You don't have to dress up right there. Definitely a welcoming environment. Come as you are. If you're just getting off work, you don't have to go and change and all that. Just get there, fill the house, show your support. They're doing great things there at Smyrna. Their address is 810 Church Street in Smyrna, Georgia, 30080. Now, for more information, you can call them at their church office number at 770-573-0987. Again, that's going down this weekend, March 17th through the 19th. They're celebrating five awesome, wonderful years of great global ministry. And all I'm going to say is, MCATL, Ms. Sandra says, continue to get your net with an extra ass ready, because the overflow is coming. As my bishop would say, the camels are here, and they're bringing your riches. For every tear that was shed, everyone that tried to shut y'all down, everyone that said y'all wouldn't grow, everyone that sat there and talked about you and said that y'all wasn't going to go nowhere, and talked about the past, talking about everybody, just guess what? The camels are here with y'all riches, and guess what? Your enemies have been taking care of your stuff. Now it's time for them to release it, and y'all walk all up in it. Hey, man, I'm coming to celebrate. I'm going to be up in there, and we're going to get our shout of praise on as God continues to multiply, increase, and overflow in y'all lives. A to the mess. So that's what's going down this weekend. Make sure y'all in the area, make sure you be there. And so I'm getting ready to get into some new music. And this young lady hit me up on Facebook, and it didn't start by her giving me music. It started by she said, I'm going to listen to your daughter's testimony. And she was on the radio. So now, see, when people do stuff like that, they didn't ask me for no favors or anything. They just thought it was phenomenal to hear a young person pouring out their heart about the testimony. Then she told me about some music and some of the blogging things that she does with spoken word and music. And I said, well, send it to me. Let me hear it. And I love it. It's a new sound. They're arranging from Nashville, Tennessee. And I plan to have them on the show soon. And they sent me the music, and I listened, and I absolutely love it. It's definitely a new sound that needs to be heard in the kingdom. And that's what I said. You don't have to go and make a whole bunch of mixtapes off of worldly secular music. God will give you your own flavor. He'll give you your own music. He'll give you something that nobody else has ever heard before, and that will capture and be able to be a new sound that will capture your audience and capture the fish and bring them in. That's what I'm saying. And so right after that, after this new group that I'm going to bring up, Zama Rising, and you can find their music right there on actually their website, and it's www.zama, that's ZAMARISING.com. I want y'all to go and buy the music. If you like what you hear, go buy their music, go support, go hit them up, and let them know. You know, again, this group is coming out of Tennessee, so shouts out to Shantaya Kirkwood, who hit me up, and she also supports the radio show. So somebody that just goes on and supports, and of course I'm going to reach back out, because that's what Kingdom is about. Sometimes we could just bring too much worldly stuff and try to hit, that's what Kingdom is about. And I believe if you help serve someone with a whole heart, God will return it back to you 100-fold. And so let's get into this next track. First, I'm going to go with the spoken word with Radical, and then right after that, I'm going to do See God. So sit back, relax, get ready for some note-taking. When we come back again, today's topic is keep my name out your mouth. Let's go. Be right back in just a few.
Crazy for some of the stuff that I do. They say I go around talking to myself, screaming offensive things, and asking people inappropriate questions. And when they stopped me and the person I was with was crying and talking about dying, they didn't wait to apprehend. And then they put me in front of the judge, and he asked me the question I thought they were going to ask me. He asked me the question, why? So I blamed it on my background. I blamed it on my upbringing. See, I've been surrounded by people shouting things like glory when big and small miracles happen. And that became a habit for me. You know, to immediately thank or praise God when he showed out. And I had this book where I read and found words, wrote them down into consonants and syllables and vowels, and built a mound of resources. Resources based off of the sacred language. The language of words like Yahweh, Rapha, Nisi, Elohim, Cairo, Agape. And while that language turned into my environment, that environment turned into my culture, that culture turned into my upbringing, and that upbringing turned into my life. So now I go slinging the good news. And some of those kids call me a pusher. Well, I'm not selling crack, meth, weed, or cocaine. But I do know the Most High. And that will give you eternal life. So when they stopped me and the one I was with was crying and talking about dying, he wasn't really talking about dying. So I said this to the judge. I said all of this to the judge. And he still has the nerve to label me with seven characters. See, everything I could believe in, everything I thought about, everything anyone would ever think about me, summarized into seven digits.
R-A-D-1-C-A-7.
They gave me a number with my sister.
R-A-D-1-C-A-7.
R-A-D-1-C-A-7. Well, forget it. See, between you and me... Yeah, I did it. So what's it to you? Aren't you a radical too? Yeah, I could be seen, eyes raised, palms upturned, mouth uttering words from my sacred language. And yes, I am guilty as charged for being invasive. I do ask those questions like, can I pray with you or for you, or do you know my Savior Christ?
And of course I'm a ride because for me over 2,000 years ago he died. To be completely turned up and out is the least I can do. And until my face is blue and I can no longer breathe through this vessel given to me by my God, I promise I will always be used by him to bring new light to hypocritical sayings like, what's in it for me
when it should be all I have is for thee, Lord.
So call me a radical, I don't care, I'll be that R-A-D-1-C-A-7.
R-A-D-1-C-A-7. It is exactly the same as R-A-D-I-C-A-L. What if everyone was as committed? What if everyone showed up early or on time? What if everyone you knew, including you too, was a part of one ministry or one auxiliary? What then would the church look like? What if one morning you got up and you said, God, I really don't have a lot, but you can get 10% of all I got? What if everybody lives in total and complete brokenness to Christ? What if everybody decided to be a radical?
Said to me that he ain't believe in God, he just knew a couple things. And then he started talking about his ways, and then he started telling me about some things. So I said, you don't know who my God is. He is impossible, impossible to understand. So we do it from a human man's stand. See, he can move anything, he can do everything. All you have to do is trust in him and not look at it through
the blue.
One Nation Under God. Again, that was I'm Arising, a new group I connected with right out of Tennessee. And if you want that for purchase, you can, again, go on their website at www.zamarising.com. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but I do believe I am. And that was See God, and right before that was Spoken Word with Radical. Awesome group. I love the new sound. It doesn't sound like anybody else's, and that's what I love, and that's what the new sound is. Asking God to give you something so ingenuitive and so creative and so innovative that it will capture the very ears of those that would probably never listen to traditional gospel, country gospel. It just doesn't grab them. Playing something like that, or playing something like holy hip hop songs that will capture audiences that would never think about listening to anything that has to do with God in it. And so, you know, a lot of times we just need to stop putting God in the box and saying he just listens to this and that other stuff is devil's music. Let me tell you something, the enemy don't create nothing. Everything that was made was created by God. If you don't believe me, read Psalms 24:8 to the man. Let's get into the word for today. Keep my name out your mouth. Now, what a topic today. And again, like I say, I always pray and ask God, okay, what you want me to talk about? And this is what he said, keep my name out your mouth. So I need you to go to 2 Kings, the second chapter. And we're going to start here at the 23rd and 24th verse. And it has to do with Elisha, not Elijah, because Elijah had just got caught up in the whirlwind with God, and he was gone. The time was over, and he didn't die. He got caught up. God sent a chariot to come get him, and he got caught up in the whirlwind. And his successor, Elisha, said, I don't want to be disconnected from you. I want a double portion of what you got. And Elijah was like, this is a hard thing you asked me. But he said, if you see me get caught up, if you see me going and the world went up, then I'll pass you on my mantle. I'll pass you on my mantle, and that which you've asked, I will do. And so Elisha was there. He would not leave Elijah's side. He would not leave his leader's side. He stayed with them. And it was amazing because there were other prophets gathered around him, and they saw what was happening. And so he ended up with the cloak. And immediately after he got the cloak and he got the double portion of the mantle, Elisha began to walk right into his prophetic anointing. He began to walk in the prophet that he had matured into becoming. And because there was a city, and in the city the water was, it was poison. It caused miscarriages and barrenness. And he said, they said, hey, we need you to touch the water. We need you to, take this out because it's causing barrenness and it's causing miscarriages and something in the water. And so immediately he said, he got the salt. He put the salt in the water and, the water was healed. Now, as we come up to the scriptures that I'm going to get into, as he was on his way, walking already in his prophetic anointing. And I'm talking to some of y'all out there. As you're walking in what God has called you to do, here comes some folks. The King James says children, but as I begin to study, they were not children. They were well of age and mature, and they were accountable. That's what the Amplified version says. Let's read what it says here. It says, he went up from Jericho to Bethel. Again, it's the 2 Kings, the 23rd. 2 Kings, 2nd chapter, 23rd and 24th verse. It says, he went up from Jericho to Bethel. On the way, young, maturing, and accountable. Okay, just keep that key. Write that down. Young, maturing, and accountable. It's not little kids that didn't know what they were doing. They were young, mature, and accountable. Boys came out of the city and mocked him. Mocked Elisha. Now, this is the one that just asked for the cloak, that asked for a double portion, and just got his predecessor's cloak, mantle. He's walking in Elisha's mantle now, so he's got a double portion on him right now. It says that they mocked him and said to him, go up in a whirlwind. So I want y'all to picture the story. Sometimes we need to make the stories come alive in our head. They come out, they like, they know what just happened with the, you know, because they had to be there because they said, why don't you go up in the whirlwind, since you think you all that with like Elias, yeah, you bald headed, well, what you gonna do? Now, was he really bald headed, or was they just trying to say something to mock him as a prophet, mocking him as in his calling, mocking him into what he's walking into? And some of y'all been walking, you're walking in your mantle now, you're walking into your, you're walking in your prophetic anointing now, and you have been mocked. You have been talked about. You have been made fun of. And this is what these young boys did. Remember that, maturing and accountable. So they were well aware of what they were doing. They were well aware of what just transpired. They had to see what just happened because they said, why don't you get caught up in a whirlwind? Why don't you go on up there? Oh, so you bad now just because you got it. Oh, so you think you bad. You think you the prophet. You think you're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And they mocked him. They made fun of him while he was on his way to continue to do ministry. Let me show you what happens. See, that's what. Let me show you what happens when you put folk name in your mouth in a negative way, in a condemning way, in a chastising negative way. Let me show you what happens. Let me show you what God did. Now, let me show you what God did. Okay. He said, go up in the world when you bald head. Go up, you bald head. And he turned around, now this is Elisha, and looked at them and called a curse down on them in the name of the Lord. Did you just hear what I just read? This is what the word of God says. It says, he turned around, and then he called a curse in the name of the Lord. Now look what it says. And two she-bears, or female bears, came out of the woods and ripped up 42 of the boys. Okay, so it wasn't just a few boys. There was a massive crowd of young men, young boys. I'll probably say they're probably about in their 20s or so, because it says maturing and accountable, meaning they knew what they were doing. Meaning they knew they should have known better than to put their mouth on the man of God or the prophet. And it says here, the man of God turned around and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And then all of a sudden, two she-bears, female bears, came out and mauled 42 of the boys that could not get away from the mauling. There was more than 42, but 42 of them got chewed up. Now, what is Miss Sandra saying? Why did God say, keep my name out your mouth? Because some of us are guilty about talking about our leadership, talking about men and women of God, that when we don't understand what's going on and when we don't understand what God is doing in that person's life, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a pastor or apostle in leadership, but it could be just a normal person that you think ain't worthy enough to walk in the calling, ain't worthy enough to wear a double portion of mantle. And here you are blogging, tweeting, and talking about the men of God, talking about women of God that God has definitely got their hands on. The best thing you need to do right about now is to repent, change your mind, change your ways, and change your habits, and keep your mouth closed. That is why today's topic is talking about keep my name out your mouth. The Bible says in Psalms 105, verse 15, touch not my anointed, neither do my prophets any harm. Meaning God says this, that he cares about his anointed children. He cares about his prophets. He takes them close to heart. Why? Because his prophets are a mouthpiece that speaks directly from the mouth of God. They don't have to channel through a whole different bunch of channels. God talks to them directly. And so God is saying today that we got to be careful, even if you don't understand what God is doing in that leader's life and what changes they are making. It is not for you to get together at lunchtime and talk about what's going on because you don't like the changes. You don't like the direction in which the church is going. Oh, they're doing too much. We need to go back to the old time. Well, ain't nobody there. Jesus not even there. And you trying to bring back Jesus to a dead place. Jesus ain't coming. He's not coming to your funeral. He's not about to revive those skeletons. and bones. He's like, get with the program and get with the change. Can I tell you something? That change is inevitable. Change is going to happen whether you like it or not. And so the best thing to do is so a lot of times is to embrace change. And if you have a hard time with change, the best thing to do is to, you know, learn how to embrace it and pray and go to God and say, help me change my heart. Sometimes we harden our heart and we buck against leadership because leadership is coming in. They see what God is doing. They've heard a word, rhema word from God, and they're pursuing forward. But you're putting up such a stance against leadership, and you got folk running with you. But God is warning you today, just like they thought that 42-plus boys thought that they could have a right, they had a right to open their mouth and put their mouth on the man of God who had just received a double portion, just received a mantle down from Elijah, thought that they could just talk about him because he looked like the ordinary little something, an ordinary little prophet. What is he going to do? He can't do nothing. They were accountable. They knew exactly what they were doing. And some of us, we know exactly what we're doing. I had to be corrected today, and I'm just going to be transparent because one, I really don't care too much for Lil Wayne. I really don't. I never really liked his music or anything like that. Don't have nothing against him personally as a person because we're supposed to love and pray for everyone. But, I, you know, his music to me has never really touched me at all. But he was in the hospital, and he had multiple seizures. So the first negative thing came out my mouth was this. So you need to stop all that weed and stop all that drink. That's what came out my mouth. I'm being transparent because I immediately had to repent because I don't know what God is doing in that young man's life. I don't know what's going on with him behind closed doors. I don't know what pressures he faced. I don't know. Somebody could have slipped some stuff in his water. Anything could have happened. But the first thing came to my mind was a negative thought. Why? Because I thought I had a right to sit there and talk about him because I know he's probably not part of the kingdom. Well, shame on me. I had to repent and change my mindset. I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, I am no different than Lil Wayne, except that, you know, I'm saved, and I can offer him the word of God right now. I can offer him the salvation right now, because I truly believe that Lil Wayne does know, you know, has had experiences with God himself, and we don't know what he's going through, what avenues God is using to raise him up to be a spokesperson for the kingdom. We don't know. I said, Lord, forgive me. I had to repent for what I said about Lil Wayne. And my prayer is that while Lil Wayne may be laying in the bed recovering, that I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be someone who comes and waters that ground, that it may increase. God said he'll do increase. All we have to do is plant the seed. And I'm praying for Lil Wayne to have full recovery. But I'm also praying for Lil Wayne that his mind is transformed into Christ, that he will not, again, continue to buck against what he's been called to do, but walk in his full anointing. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not to sit here and prejudge and judge and bash other people, even if he's not in kingdom relationship and leadership, but it's not my authority nor my power to talk about him. I don't know what God will use, because it says everything will work for his good. And so I don't know what situation. That could be a situation where Lil Wayne may say, you know what, enough of this, I'm tired, I just want Christ in my life. And here we are talking about the leaders that are out in the secular world instead of praying for them. We must still be prayerful for them, because does God have a great call on their life? Yes, he does. Does God still love them? Yes, he does. He never stopped loving. Does he still have a perfect plan for their life? Yes, he does. Now, do we have to, he says, be in the world, but we don't have to be of it. We don't have to accept all the stuff, the negative things that come along with it, but we can. We are called and charged to continue to pray. And it might be someone here listening to this radio experience today. You may don't have a relationship with Christ, and you're saying, well, you know, I have to get myself together because, you know, I still smoke weed, or I still drink, or I still have illicit sex, or I still, you know, watch pornography, I still do this, or, you know, I don't do none of those things, but, you know, I just want to live my life. I really don't want to be bogged down with church stuff right now, but I'm not trying to get you into church. I'm trying to get you to Christ. I'm trying to introduce Christ to you. And then Christ will draw you to him. I just want you to know that Christ loves you, that while you were still messing up, well, I've been there, you're still messing up. Look at me with today. I had to repent and get right before God, because who am I to talk about anybody when all I got to do is shine a light on my past? I was not perfect, but thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his love. That's why I just love the Lord so much, because he looked beyond my faults. He said, he looked beyond that. He said, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all righteousness. Now, he's faithful, but he's also just. Some seeds that I sowed, I had to reap them back. I had to pay the price, you know, but I thank God for some of the seeds that were destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. But it was all for my good, because it made me a better me. It made me a more loving me. It made me a more consecrated me, made me want to pray more, made me want to seek after him, made me want to share more, made me want to serve with passion, and made me want to lead with excellence and make sure I don't lead someone down the wrong path. And so you might be listening today and you've never accepted Christ, but now is the moment. I don't care about tomorrow right now. I don't care about an hour from now. I'm talking to you from this moment of now. This moment of now, he's saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking at your heart right now, but he can't come in unless you ask him in. And the way you can ask him in is if you confess with your mouth and if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that on the third day he rose, and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father. He has all power, and that same power that he has, he's released it to us. But the only way we can get that power, and the only way we can have relationship with his Father, we have to accept him by making that confession. And so if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you repent, you change your mindset, and you say, look, I need Jesus. I just need Jesus. I can't go any further without him. Or you may have accepted Christ, but you may have strayed away. Look, I did it. I strayed away. I grew up in church all my life, but I did some things that strayed away. God never moved. We thank God is so far. The only reason why it seems like God is far from us is because we've done some things that are not in right alignment with his word. But once we get in right alignment with his word and we continue to seek him with a whole heart and lean not to our own understanding, and acknowledge him, he'll direct our path. So you'll start feeling his presence again. You'll start knowing that he's there. He's talking to you all the time. But we moved. We got off onto the left side somewhere. But he's calling us back into right alignment. And that right alignment is making sure that you have Christ in your life. And yes, you're saved. Yes, you are saved. Now, you need to get discipled. And all you got to do is pray and ask the Lord where you should go. Pray and ask the Lord who you need to be connected with, because you don't just need to be out there reading the word and you have no correction, no reproof, no training. You want to make sure, you know, people, I just have a problem, and that's just me personally, with people saying that the church is just a hospital. I just totally kind of disagree that the church is just a hospital, because sometimes folks just want to come and just stay sick and don't never want to get better. To me, the church is a training ground. It is to bring to bring people in, to make them disciples, to train them up to be strong warriors for Christ, frontline soldiers, not to be weak, not to be weak back, not to be sitting here sucking on life support all the whole time, but to be equipped with the supernatural power to know how to command the kingdom inside of you to rise up and command your day and go out and cut demons' heads off with the sword of the Spirit. And God, you're girded with the word of truth, and you're protected by the breastplate of righteousness, and you're covered with the helmet of salvation, and you got the feet shod with the preparation of peace, that everywhere you go, you know, to deliver the good news in peace and in love. That's what the church means to me. It is a place of training. It is a place to learn how to love, how to come in corporate worship, how to fellowship, how to train, equip, develop, so that you can be well-developed, trained soldiers to go back out there on that battlefield and win more souls for Christ. A to the man. That's how I feel. So make sure, now that you're saved, you get discipled. and know that when you bring the word, you're bringing it rightly dividing the word of truth. So when someone comes to you opposing what the word of God says, you're not ashamed. You can stand boldly, flat-footed, look them in the face, and give them exactly what the word of God says without having to think that you got to waver back and forth. You're not unsure and all this stuff. You'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been called to be a disciple for Christ. And so, again, we're talking about keep my name out your mouth. And the second story I want to get into, because, again, like I said, Elisha turned around and called a curse on those boys, those young, maturing, accountable boys. And God is saying you're being held accountable for every careless word that comes out of your mouth. And just like I had to repent today, just because I thought I had the right to sit there and say something about Lil, well, I don't have a right. I don't know what God is doing in their life. He said my job is to love, cover, and pray and offer salvation. That's what I'm called to do. I'm called to serve all people, not just who I think I need to choose, not just the people that's just in the kingdom, in the church. I'm called to serve everyone that God directs me to. So whoever comes across my path. And the thing about it is, you know what? We've learned to could get comfortable with one another and don't want to associate ourselves with folks that are like, how in the world are we going to be a light in a dark place if all we stay around is light? We got to be the light to be willing to go in those dark places. And so like I said, Lil Wayne may be recovering now, but I'm praying for him to have a full recovery. I'm praying that in his recovery, he sees Christ. I'm praying that someone will bring him an encouraging word. Somebody may give him a hug. Maybe, you know, sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes people just need a smile. Instead of us sitting there saying something negative out of our mouth, condemning people. And then what I hate is we take the word and sit there and got a nerve to put it on people to condemn them like we so righteous and arrived, then that we ain't had never had no skeleton bones. We ain't never had no sin. That we were just born clean and white in linen clothing and we ain't never did nothing wrong. The devil is a liar, because the Bible says if you say you are without sin, you lying. And you're not going to make God a liar. You the one that's lying. And so we cannot forget where we come from. We cannot get so saved, sanctimonious, and filled with the hushatata bobo bobo that our own tongues give us a curse. Remember, if nothing you do, if it ain't done in the name of love, it is nothing. It's like what Paul said, it's a clanging cymbal. It's a brass sounding. It's a bunch of noise. It don't mean nothing. It don't have no root. It ain't doing nothing. And so the second one here, we have here where Miriam, Moses' sister, thought she had the right to talk about her brother. Sometimes we as family members need to learn how to shut our mouth and stop talking about the leaders in our family just because we think we are connected to them by brother, sister, or cousin, or auntie, or uncle. But we have to remember these people have a call on their life, and we can't just say what we want to say and do what we want to do in their presence and think that God doesn't hear. See, we got to be careful about making our leaders, our pastors, and our apostles, and our overseers, because we may have a good relationship with them, that we can say whatever we want to say out of our mouth and God don't hear us. Sometimes we just need to be quiet and pray. And Miriam thought because Moses was her brother, she had a nerve or she had the right to talk about who her brother had married. But see, the thing about it is God approved the marriage, and we got to be careful who God approves, and you think you have a right to disapprove, and you because you disapprove, you think you can use the word to come against what God is saying. And so Moses here, it says here that, you know, I can't go into the whole story, but it's out of Numbers 12. And Moses had married a Cushite woman. And as I begin to study, a Cushite woman is translated into an Ethiopian or a dark-skinned woman. So in other words, it was an interracial marriage because Moses was Jewish. He was of Hebrew descent. And he married a Cushite or Ethiopian woman who was very dark-skinned. So she was of African descent. So she was black. And so, you know, Miriam was upset because her brother Moses was sat here and married out of the tradition. And she thought she could talk with her other brother Aaron and say, well, what's going on? How are he going to go out? How are he going to be a leader? And then he don't choose another Hebrew woman to, you know, to lead with him. How are he going to go outside? But see, God had already approved the marriage. And the thing about it was Miriam forgot that God was listening too. And so as we read in the story here in Numbers 12, he said this. He said, Now, you know, Miriam and Aaron talk against Moses, their brother, because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite woman or Ethiopian dark-skinned woman. And they said, he and the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had the Lord only indeed spoken by Moses? In other words, she got so indignant. She got so indignant that, oh, wait a minute, is he the only one that, you know, can hear from God, and God is only, is he the only one that God is speaking to? You know, he speaks to us too. Well, who do you think he is? So she had made herself, or made Moses, to be on her level. And I'm warning you today, be careful of making your prophets and your leaders to be on your level when you think anything K-word or careless can come out of your mouth. That's what happened with Mary. Who does he think he is? Does he think that, you know, the Lord is the only one he speaks to? There's a problem here because he married outside of our race. He married outside of tradition. And how he going to lead us with a black woman? Come on. Basically, that's what she was saying. So now the man Moses was very meek, gentle, kind, and humble, or above all the men on the face of the earth. Suddenly, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out. Be careful when the Lord says come out, okay? Be careful when the Lord calls your name and says come out. You three to the tent of meeting, and the three of them came out. The Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the tent door and called Aaron and Miriam, and they came forward. And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision and speak to him in a dream. But not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted and faithful in all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth. I speak directly, clearly, and not in dark speeches. And he beholds the form of the Lord. In other words, he's saying that he walks around with the glory of God at all times. I talk to him face to face, mouth to mouth, directly. He knows me and I know him. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? If you know I talk to him face to face, if you know that he's a called prophet, if you know that he or she is a direct devout woman of God, if you know that my mantle lays on him, what makes you think that you can open up your mouth in a negative way and put your mouth on the man or woman of God? Who do you think you are? And so let's keep on reading. And it says, the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. Says the anger of the Lord was against them. You want to be careful of who you put on. You want to be careful of who you're saying stuff about, because God is saying that my prophets, they hear from me, and I speak to them from mouth to mouth. I speak to them directly. I have sent them to be my mouthpiece. And if you think you have a right to sit here and put your mouth on them, you got another thing coming. He said, my anger is kindled against the three of you. This is what happened. It says, when the cloud departed from over the behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow, and Aaron looked at Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Why was Miriam the only one? Now, Miriam and Aaron were talking about Moses and his Cushite wife. Why was it that Miriam was the only one that was left leprous? I do believe because it was in her heart. She had wickedness in her heart. She had hardened her heart, and she had made her brother on her level. And Ms. Sandra is saying today, be careful about making the leaders that are over you to your level. Be careful how you disrespect them, because let me tell you something. God says he's listening. He's listening to your conversations, that you don't think because your leader is not there listening, their leader is not there witnessing that you think you can get away with it. But God is saying, I'm coming into your conversations. I'm coming into your secret places. And I hear you, what you're saying about my men and women of God that I've called. I hear what you're doing. I hear the schemes that you're plotting. I hear the things, the groups that you're trying to get together to try and take my men and God, my men and women of God out. But I'm coming in a pillar of cloud. And when I leave, there's going to be something that transpires upon you that's going to disgrace you, that's going to defame you, that's going to deform you. Be careful. It says, touch not my anointed, neither do my prophets any harm. Well, the best thing you can do right now in this moment, if you have been guilty, or if we have been guilty, is to ask for forgiveness. Again, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And it goes on to say this, that guess what? The same one that turned around, that he she was talking about, her brother Moses. Moses had to sit there and cry out to God and ask for God to please remove the disease, please remove the leprosy. Because, see, the thing about it is leprosy, once you get leprosy in those times, you are considered unclean. You was considered to be an outcast. You had to expiate yourself outside of the camp. You could not be around any people. You had to get away and isolate yourself and be considered an outcast from the rest of the culture. And so that's what happened with Miriam. But thank God for his grace and mercy, and thank God for his prophets who have a heart for the people, who still have love for the people. He cried out for his sister and said, please, God, don't do this. Please don't leave her like this. And God said, I'll remove the disease, but she's still going to be unclean for 7 days. See, when you mess with God's prophets, when you mess with his leaders, when you mess with those that God has had has his hand on and has called to great leadership and has called to do transformational changes, and it's called to bring order, and it's called to speak thus what saith the Lord, and you feel you have a right to put them, talking about, well, he's just a man or she's just a woman. They are not just men and women. They have been anointed and appointed, and they wear the mantleship of what God has called them to do. Whether it's an apostle, whether it's a prophet, whether it's a teacher or a preacher or a pastor, or whether it's an evangelist, or whether it's just a child, even children have the right to what God has put them into and called to. Be careful about talking about other people's kids just because they don't act like your kids, or because they don't look like how you think they should act, or they don't act like the way you think they should act. But they are definitely have a call in their life. God is saying, be careful. And then I hear God saying, I'm coming to your conversations. I'm coming to visit you while you're talking. And some of you, you know you keep bad company. The Holy Spirit been tugging on you, saying, stop going to lunch with those people. He done told you, stop breaking bread with those people. He done told you, he done warned you, stop fellowshipping with those people, because they're calling a curse upon themselves. And you have to understand, when God calls a curse, you may not have been talking, but you was part of it. And you don't want to get caught up in when God gets angry. You don't want to get caught up when God gets upset. He's a loving God, but he's also a just God. And we can't just make God to be this fluffy, wuffy, fleshy God that he, you know, just accepts any and everything. He loves you, but if you continue to bring mess upon yourself, then you have to suffer the consequences, just like that. Just like the Holy Spirit corrected me this morning about putting my mouth on little. I don't know what God is using to change little Wayne. I don't know what God is using to change a lot of people in the world. It's not going to be how he did me. But I have to remember, there were people that talked about me. There's people that still talk about me. But my mind is focused on what God has called me to do. And so today's topic, keep my name out your mouth. Be careful about who you think you have the right to talk about, because you don't have the right. God said the way you try and expose and belittle and do away with people, he's coming to expose your business. He's coming to listen and take an ear on your stuff. Be careful of the conversations that you think you have behind closed doors, because nothing is hidden from God. Be careful who you talk about thinking that you know just because of what you heard on the media or what is portrayed in the newspapers, and you don't have the full story, but you sitting around at the barbecues roasting barbecue and ribs and chicken, and sitting there talking about the men and women of God, and talking about international leaders, and talking about the folks in the church, and think you have the right. Remember that the seeds that you sow, you have to reap them back. Your harvest is coming, and whatever you have sown, that is what you're going to have to pluck up and eat. And so Miss Sandra says, today, if you're doing that today, right now, I tell you to stop. I tell you to repent. I tell you to change your mind, because we're about the kingdom. And this is for kingdom people. We cannot continue to tear each other down, even if we don't understand the whole process of what's going on. God says a man should always pray. We have been called to a life of prayer. We have been called to a life of seeking him. Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. That means he's saying, lean not to what you think it ought to be or how you think it should go. That's what happened with Miriam. Miriam thought because that was her brother that she had the right to sit there and talk about her brother and make him on his level, when she knew from birth. She helped to hide him. She knew from the time that he was born that he was called to be a leader over nations, called to lead the people out of slavery. She's known since he was born. She was, when she was little, they had to specially take care of him. She knew what it took to raise him, and then she thought, because she got into her traditional mindset, that he was out of order. She thought because that was her relative that she could talk about him any kind of way, and she could not, because he was called into a mantle of being a prophet that talked to God directly. Be careful of the people that talk to God directly, and you think that you have the right to sit there and put your name, their name in your mouth. God is saying he's getting ready to come visit your conversations. So make sure you've been warned, you know what not to do, and sit there and have conversations about other people, other kingdom people. It's about being one. Come on, we need to start serving. We need to start loving. We need to place out how perfect it is, how good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. See, when they come together as one, then the power of God is unleashed even more. His glory is revealed even more. His anointing is afresh every day. So when we come together as one, then that's when the enemy has no foothold. He has no groundhold. I'm not talking to people who made up in their mind to religiously bash people and judge people. You have already sealed your faith in this, he said, keep my name out your mouth. Keep other leaders out of your mouth. If you think your calling or whatever you may call it is to sit there and judge other leaders and bring about misery to other churches because they don't do what you think they ought to do, you need to consult God and what he's saying. It's about soul winning. That's why I took a moment and offered Christ, because that's what we're out to do. We're out to win souls for the kingdom. We're out to train and disciple other people so that they can be empowered to go out and win souls for Christ. And so I pray that you got something from today's experience. Again, I gave you the stories of Elisha and what he did when the maturing boys thought that they could talk about him because he started walking in his prophetic anointing, and he had a double portion, and it said he turned around and he called a curse. You don't want the prophets of God to sit around and call a curse on you. You don't want God to get mad and have his anger killed towards you because you think you have the right to continue to talk about the men and women of God. You have no right. Even those that are not in the church, we still don't have a right to sit there and negatively talk about people because God is doing a new thing in them as well. All we are supposed to do is to continue to love, equip, encourage, train, develop, mentor, continue to bring the word of God, continue to offer salvation. That's why he said keep the mantle, the hat of salvation on, because that's what people should see, that we're bringing Christ and our feet shod in the preparation of peace. It ought to be good news when they hear it. A to the men, this has been an awesome explosion. We're winding down to the end of the show. I'm going to end today's show with Dumb Dumb by Tedashi. It's been great. It's been awesome. Remember this week, you know, just remember the upcoming weeks that's coming up. You know, some we need to take time to renew our mind, like in Romans 12, 1 and 2. We need to transform. We need to change, and we need to get our minds focused back on the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? On the inside of us. And people see you before they hear you. Let me say that again. People see you before they hear you. And when they see you continuing to get in those groups that gossip about other preachers and gossip about other leaders, and you're gossiping about the stars that's on TV, and you're gossiping about other families, and you're gossiping about other people's wives and husbands, and but yet, you know, your Facebook page and your Twitter page says, I'm down for Christ, I'm a kingdom radical baby, and all this stuff, they're not believing anything you say because what they witness every day at your job or while you're out shopping or while you're out eating, all they see is gossip and mess and you talk. God is coming to sit with you at dinner. God says he's coming to sit with you at lunch. God said he's coming to visit you at breakfast time. God said he's coming to visit you at work. He's coming to listen to your conversations. And so you've been warned. You better learn how to keep the anointed men and women of God, the prophets of God, out your mouth. Begin to pray. If you don't understand, pray, because a lot of times it has to do with a change in our mindset and in our heart. But be careful. careful about talking about God's anointed. Amen. This has been an awesome explosion. I'm continuing to learn and grow. Continue to learn and grow with me. I'll be back next week. I didn't forget about you guys. I will be back next week with the one relationship, real talk relationships, you know, being the one he's looking for, ladies. I hope you're continuing to prepare yourself and get yourself prepared for the one who's looking for you. So I'll be back next week with that episode, that explosion, that experience. Until then, as I always say, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. Let's continue to change lives one soul at a time. How do we do that? By exemplifying Christ's love through us. God's glory be in you, on you, and work through you to transform nations. God bless you.
Come on, I guess I'm just a misfit, huh? Yeah. Am I coming right now? No, am I coming right now? Yeah, I listen, real skinny, loud color tinny, body marked up like graffiti. I don't push a Maserati, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. And yeah, I rode a foreign, and this one looking 50. Hey, go ahead and doubt us, but what you know about us? And we ain't gotta follow, then we took another route. No, we ain't blowing trees, bro, open up my window. I see you popping tags, but you know that's why your M's low. I try to tell them we was coming, y'all don't let us in. Why they hating like we are a bunch of hooligans? No gimmicks, the spirit in my lyrics. When people hear it, they gon' love it, they gon' fear it. And it ain't how we flow, cause when we show up at our show, they say we goin' so hard in the paint, they can't wait for some more. But some others say we preachy, some closed-minded geeky. Like we ain't heard of Mark, Block, and Nietzsche. Believe me. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. 6 2 2 plus gon' add it up. Math on subtract, but content like I had enough. Long hair, don't care, some more, and plus I'm padded up. I know this blow your mind, and I ain't blowing pine. Not talking women looking skimpy every other line. Yeah, I got a dime, about to make a mine. Life in Christ got me finished like across the line. With the way that you telling me to do it, sell out to sell out. Nah, man, it's so foolish. Done trying to beat you, it don't fit, misfit. Home trip, everybody hate Chris. They saying get with this, just like a membership. They talking slick, they just is it, but it's just gibberish. I say I'm interested, they say you're different. Oh, you gon' know even if you don't let us in. Hey, they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Hey, they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Hey, they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. Dumb on them like I would be. Dumb on them, yeah, that's cool with me. Hey, they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Hey, they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Hey, they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us.